Now,
the rest of the story. Was there ever a more generous man or a more vigorous champion of the downtrodden than Jonas Hanway? Children were the focus of his philanthropy. In 18th century Britain, they were often mistreated, particularly when they were poor or homeless, so Jonas Hanway became a governor of Foundling Hospital. He sought to remedy the abuse of chimney sweep apprentices. In founding the Marine Society, he helped to clothe poor children and prepare them for secure military careers. And yet, with disadvantaged young people, only began Jonas Hanway's benevolence. He agitated for and won numerous reforms in the public workhouses. He was among the founders of the Magdalen Hospital, the purpose of which was to care for and rehabilitate repentant prostitutes. He was active in the Misericordia Hospital, which sought to treat venereal disease among the poor. He campaigned for the more humane treatment of prisoners. And toward the public's spiritual welfare, he became a strong advocate for the establishment of Sunday schools. Brief as must be our visit today, it would be impossible to enumerate all of the good causes promoted by Jonas Hanway. And yet he was a despised man. Everywhere that Jonas Hanway went, derision followed. His appearance on the street never failed to create a sensation. Men elbowed each other, uttering their contempt aloud. Women exchanged disdainful glances. Young ruffians jeered and threatened him. Coachmen raced their vehicles near him, hoping to frighten him or at least to spatter him with gutter mud. For the citizens of London, the very people whose lives he had so tirelessly labored to improve, hated Jonas Hanway. The history books describe his good works in lavish detail. They relate the exotic travels of his early life. They applaud the ponderous literature for which he was responsible, books like Nine Dialogues on the American War, and also the historical account of the British trade over the Caspian Sea. For you see, Jonas Hanway accomplished so much in his lifetime, and yet he left the world considerably more humane than he found it. But for all this, through almost all of the last 30 years of his life, he was treated contemptuously, regarded as effeminate. Not because he was, but because of a habit he acquired during his travels in the Far East, a habit which European society deemed unacceptable for gentlemen. Shortly before Jonas Hanway died, the people of London forgave him. And by that time, many men had actually begun to imitate his effeminate custom. As a matter of fact, there's a monument in Westminster Abbey to Jonas Hanway, presumably because of his extraordinary philanthropy, and yet you will always remember him as the man who risked his otherwise wonderful reputation by promoting a Far Eastern tradition that centered around a strange-looking, however utilitarian, invention. For you see, Jonas Hanway, the friend of the poor, the defender of the defenseless, each and every day risked the abuse and derision of his fellow men by carrying with him through the streets of London a devilish device which you know as the umbrella. Only now you know the rest of the story.